Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. For this week only, save $200 on their 3-pack. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Tonight, I'd like to talk to you about where we are.
Where are we here?
A year ago, we were hit with a virus that was met with silence and spread unchecked. Denials for days, weeks, then months. Ooh, that led to more deaths.
Every time he has a chance to praise the previous administration, he not only doesn't praise, he kicks them in the groin.
A sturdy groin is the linchpin of victory.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Thematically, the most important thing out of this for me was him selling the good that he believes government can do.
Nauseating, isn't it?
And that, to me, is probably the biggest theme of this speech.
Well, I'm glad you're focused on the important business.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242-727 says, people forget how much damage Cuomo did at HUD, forcing Fannie and Freddie to assume tens of thousands of subprime loans that ended up defaulting. Yeah, I think he was one of the leading perps. But all the Democrats were behind that. They all loved giving out those subprime mortgages and letting guaranteeing them all. The banks never gave out loans to people who couldn't pay them back for obvious reasons. But then the government stepped in and said, "You banks were redlining. So now you have to give out these loans to people who can't afford to pay them back." And so then they ran up a bubble in the real estate market and they defaulted, the bubble crashed, and it almost brought down the entire economy in 2008, 2009. That's a very, very short version of what happened. But the banks were charged with redlining, not lending to blacks and other minorities because they were black and minorities. They didn't have good credit. They weren't lending to anybody that didn't have good credit for obvious reasons. So then when they started lending to everybody who didn't have good credit and everything crashed and they lost the houses, the banks were then accused of predatory lending. So what were they redlining, or was it and not giving loans, or were they giving loans and it was predatory lending? And Cuomo was all mixed up in that. He's been involved in multiple disasters. The powerlineblog.com has just posted the famous anti-gay attack on Ed Koch, then the mayor of New York running for governor. Vote for Cuomo, not the H word. And supposedly Andrew Cuomo was behind that. No one's ever proven it, but it obviously benefited the Cuomo campaign when he was running for governor against the mayor of New York, confirmed bachelor Ed Koch. Vote for Cuomo, not the... So when Cynthia Nixon was running against Cuomo in the 2018 New York Democrat primary, she's a lesbian. One of her mottos was, vote for the homo, not the Cuomo. Don't come down on me. That was her motto. She came up with that, turning it around on Randy Andy. Time now for the Chump Line.
Days to flatten the curve, 50 executive orders to flatten the country.
Yeah, and like the Carpenters, Dementia Joe Biden said today, we've only just begun.
Soon it will be daylight savings time, which are the only savings we'll get on plugs dime. With the left's trend of spend, 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 our taxes will do nothing but climb.
So true. So true. That's why we have to take our pleasures in small doses, even if it's just Andrew Cuomo going down the tubes, finally. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And this week's entry to the Go Fishing with Captain Dave Marciano contest involves the Ice Bucket Challenge, in which yours truly took a bath a few years ago. To play, go to MatthewsBrothers.com and enter today.
How can Biden talk to us about where we are? He doesn't even know where he is.
Listen, he talks to the CD all the time. Other people talk to the CDC. He talks to the CD. Talks to him all the time. He's planning on having a conversation with him tonight. Tonight. That you knew the speech was going to be a doozy when that was almost the first word out of his mouth.
Fauci should forget about the mask and put a sock in it.
I agree. It's almost becoming a way to know that somebody is full of bleep or is a Democrat sock puppet when they cite Anthony Fauci as an authority. And in that group, I would include Massachusetts Governor Charlie Parker. He loves to quote Dr. Fauci.
I wonder if President Max Headroom realizes the irony of telling Americans that they're allowed to celebrate Independence Day.
That would take some self-awareness, and I think that is sorely lacking in the Biden White House.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. You need to lay off my friend Andrew Cuomo. Maybe he put his hands in the wrong sector of the female folks working for him, but he follows the science. And like me, he's a lady killer. Old ladies, that is.
Yeah, does Charlie Parker look at what's going on and say, there, but for the grace of God, dot, dot, dot?
Let's ask Jen Psaki if illegal aliens can circle back.
Oh, how true. I couldn't agree with you more. 844-500-4242. Did Frank Sinatra do a song that seems particularly appropriate for Randy Andy Cuomo? Right.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May.
Memento Mori. When they had the victory parades, the triumphs in Rome, they used to the victorious general would be accepting the accolades of all the people and the garlands, etc., and there would be a slave assigned to stand next to him, whispering in his ear, "Memento mori," meaning you're going to die too. You're mortal. Apparently, Andrew Cuomo never had anyone whisper that in his ear until the last couple of days. Memento mori.
Lunch Bucket Joe has become Rust Bucket Joe.
His eyes, though, looked a little more engaged. I mean, it didn't look like there was anything behind them, but they appeared to be more aware. I'm not going to make any diagnoses of what he might have ingested before the speech, but I just noticed that.
So the Party of Inclusion is going to have a soiree to celebrate the passing of the COVID relief bill, but yet they didn't invite any Republicans. Am I missing something?
Yeah, bipartisan has a new meaning now in Washington. Bipartisan means partisan. It's kind of like the Equality Act, which is not equal, or the For the People Act, which is for the voter fraud people.
Howard, do you think Joe Biden's handlers stand behind the scenes with their fingers crossed every time he goes out there?
Yeah, I think they got their fingers crossed and their toes crossed. They take off their shoes so they can cross their toes, just hoping for the best. One of these days, it's not going to end well, or even less well than it ended this afternoon or last night.
In my hand, I hold the last envelope.
Dr. Seuss, Jill Biden, Anthony Fauci. Name three doctors who haven't seen a patient this century.
Hey-o!
Very good. Very good, Karnak the Magnificent.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 Eastern Standard Time, soon to be Eastern Daylight Time. Again, when the chump line is open again on Monday, it'll be Eastern Daylight Time. And we may or may not play your message at this time each weekday. The chump line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. And if you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear more messages, you can hear more every weekday evening around 7 o'clock when we post Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps, those are the messages that were left on the cutting room floor for the regular broadcast chump line version. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. And this week's entry to the Go Fishing with Captain Dave Marciano contest involves the Ice Bucket Challenge, in which yours truly took a bath a few years ago. To play, go to MatthewsBrothers.com and enter today.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. You need to lay off my friend Andrew Cuomo. Maybe he put his hands in the wrong sector of the female folks working for him, but he follows the science. And like me, he's a lady killer. Old ladies, that is.
The wrong sector of the female anatomy. How Charlie Parker, like... I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-Pack. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie3. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the size of your July 4th backyard barbecue be dictated by Joe Biden?
Absolutely not.
93% say no.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. There is there's a lot of big tech canceling going on. Andrew Cuomo now is complaining about cancel culture for obvious reasons. This is a guy who a few years back said that if you're pro-life, you weren't needed in the state of New York. If you were pro-Second Amendment, you weren't needed in the state of New York. But now he's a victim. He's a victim of cancel culture, even though he was trying to cancel other people. And he signed the legislation basically legalizing infanticide in New York a couple of years ago, too. But anyway, there is a cancel culture going on. They had hearings today about it in Congress. And Glenn Grunwald was there. Greenwald was there. And he was at The Intercept, and he got run out of The Intercept because he was trying to be an honest journalist rather than a baying jackal for the Democrat Party. And so he's now at a place called Substack. And Substack is where all these formerly basically liberal journalists that have been run out because they're trying to point out that the Democrat Party has lost its collective mind and has become a totalitarian bludgeon that's being used against the American people. So it's Glenn Grunwald is there from The Intercept. He's a gay guy who lives in Brazil. See, not a real Trumpian type figure. Barry Weiss, who got run out of the New York Times because she's pro-Israel. And again, she's bisexual. She's not exactly a Trumpian figure herself. Matt Taibbi, formerly of the Rolling Stone. His father, I knew him back in the day at Channel 7. He was a Boston News guy. But he's an honest broker of news. Andrew Sullivan, not really my cup of tea, used to work for New York Magazine. He's there. So these are people who are iconoclasts. And they're still trying to do real journalism. So, Taylor, would you care to guess what's going on with Substack right now?
Are they going out of business?
They're trying to put them out of business. All these quote unquote journalists are saying that Substack is irresponsible for having all these people on there who don't worship Joe Biden and Dr. Fauci. And don't think the Equality Act is the greatest thing since sliced bread. So Glenn Greenwald, you've seen him on Tucker before, I'm sure. But he was there today, and he was talking about how big media is, you know, the networks, the New York Times, the Washington Post. They're not defending these journalists, these people that are, you know, these are clarions of truth. If they were on the left, that's what they'd be calling them. But they just want to silence them now. This is Glenn Greenwald, Cut 42.
Big media, the largest media corporations in the United States, are not opposed to the censorious behavior of big tech. Quite the contrary, they're the ones who have agitated for it most aggressively. If you ask people in Silicon Valley, they will tell you they would, all other things being equal, prefer to be out of the business of content moderation and have been pressured.
They've been pressured by the left wing to silence people like Glenn Greenwald. And he wrote a great story about what they're doing, about all these people that have these great pedigrees in journalism are saying they ought to shut down Substack. Who does this Barry Weiss or Glenn Greenwald or Matt Taibbi think they are, speaking out against Democrats? And then this is Clay Travis, Cut 41, at the same hearing.
Just hit it. I mean, think about how crazy it is that all of the tech companies in concert, whether you agree or disagree, and I come to this from a completely nonpartisan issue, whether you agree or disagree with what the president of the United States at the time, Donald Trump, was doing on social media, everyone out there should be terrified of how quickly everyone shut him down.
Yeah, they did. And now he's been reduced to sending out emails. You know, there's nothing wrong with an email, but it lacks the immediacy of a tweet, right? He can't respond instantaneously to Joe Biden's lies last night. And that's the way big tech wants it. It has nothing to do with truth. Joe Biden was the one who was lying last night. And there's not a big warning on YouTube today saying this speech contains multiple provable falsehoods. No, it's okay. It's okay because Joe Biden was doing it. And he's on team lockdown. He's on team let's kiss and make up with Red China. We'll be right back with Police Blotter Facts Friday. I'm Howie Cook. Between the news, appointment TV, and endless scrolling on our phones, we're looking at screens more than ever. But how do you rest your eyes without feeling totally unplugged? By putting in a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're listening to your favorite podcast, binging an audiobook, or working out to a pumped-up playlist, Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime. With water and sweat-resistant construction and seamless Bluetooth pairing, there are no dangling wires or white stems to worry about. Raycons offer a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look in a variety of colorways for maximum style. And with 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. The best part? Raycon wireless earbuds start at half the price of the other premium audio brands, so you can pick up a pair and a spare. Right now, get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buy, B-U-Y, raycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Let's see. Cuomo's 30 new accusers. This is the headline in the Daily Mail. It sums up the story pretty good in New York Magazine. Ex-staffers say he forced them onto antidepressants. Black speechwriter accuses him of racism, and one says he kissed her in front of her fiancé. The black speechwriter was a poet, and he said his father died, and he said his father loved poetry, so he wanted a poet on his staff of speechwriters. So he never used any of her. He used one speech out of 30 that she wrote, but she was there in the office, so he could always point her out when somebody walked in. That was her analysis of the situation. We'll get back to more of this when we come back. 844-500-4242.
Hello, young lover, whoever you are. I am Pepe Le Pew.
As multiple texters have been noting today, Pepe Le Pew gets kicked to the curb, and Andrew Cuomo and Joe Biden just go on their merry way. Where's the justice there? Where's the justice? All right, it's that time of the week. It's the third hour of the show, the bottom of the hour. That means it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories about the police department and their arrests or their stops or their actions, as long as they're funny. They could come from your local newspaper's police blotter column or the police log column. Most papers have, or smaller papers have them, written by the local police department or supplied to the sheet by them, or it could be a standalone story. We ask you to send these funny stories to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, or you can still fax them to us at 857-284-8864, 857-284-8864. At this time, every Friday evening, we read the funniest ones of the week, in our opinion.
Let's go, while we're young!
And the two best ones get a prize. What do they get this week, Grace?
They'll get a copy of Kennedy Babylon 2.
Yes.
Actually, Howie, do you mention Andrew Cuomo in any of the Kennedy Babylons?
I mentioned Kerry Kennedy, his ex-wife, in Kennedy Babylon 2. I'm going to write a column this week about how do the Kennedy women find these guys? Arnold Schwarzenegger, Andrew Cuomo, Steve Smith. Steve Smith was the fixer for the family. He's the one who got the lawyer for Ted Kennedy after Chappaquiddick. He paid the money to Pam Kelly after Joe Kennedy crippled her. He married Jean Kennedy Smith and used her as a light punching bag for many years, sadly.
Well, I thought it was Kennedy Babylon 2, so that is the prize this week in honor of the crumbling of Andrew Cuomo. Okay, let's start with the runners-up. They do not win a prize. Burglar caught over bite from German sausage. This is out of Berlin. German police...
Over bite from German sausage?
Yes. German police say they have solved a 9-year-old...
You sure it wasn't a German shepherd by the name of Major or Champ?
German police say they have solved a 9-year-old burglary after DNA found a half-eaten piece of sausage matched that of a man detained in France over an unrelated crime.
This must have been a really bored police department.
That's what I'm saying. Crime must be way down in Deutschland if they have time. A 9-year-old burglary was solved?
Well, it was in France, wow. Right?
No, this is Berlin.
Oh, okay.
Police in the western town of Schwelm said Thursday that the sausage belonged to the victim, and the suspect, a 30-year-old Albanian citizen, appeared to have helped himself to a bite during the March 2012 break-in. It wasn't clear what type of sausage, but it was
a bratwurst.
They're saying known in Germany as wurst. The burglar had nibbled, bratwurst. Though police said it was of a hard variety. All right, now, Howie sent me a bunch of police blotters from Wellesley, which is making me think he misses his hometown. And so I believe I will read this one.
Those were some pretty good ones I sent you to, Grace, weren't they?
Yes, this one happened on February 26th at 5 o'clock at night. The reporting party stated that the male party was making obscure gestures at him while stopped at a red light on Worcester Street near Route 128.
Obscure or obscene?
Obscene, I'm sorry.
Grace, did you go back to the Whiskey Priest? Have you been at the Whiskey Priest for the last 2 hours?
I haven't. I've been accused of that before. I have not. My
eyesight's
getting bad.
Speaking sign language in Bidenese. I don't know what he's saying.
Okay, so they stopped.
And by the way, Worcester Street is also known as Route 9.
Yes, and then when they stopped...
For those that are following along in their maps.
And they pulled up next to him, and that's when the male party threw a hot cup of coffee into the vehicle.
Oh!
They were driving, and he... Well, his defense was, well, he was texting, so I felt like I had to, or something like that.
So he took the law. He took the law and his cup of coffee into his own hands and tossed it on the guy.
Exactly. Crystal ball causes house fire near Wisconsin Dells. A crystal ball didn't...
Who could have seen this one coming?
Wait, Grace. Grace, I hope you got another Wellesley one.
There's... I do. I'm just spreading them out a little bit.
Okay.
This happened Monday at a home near Wisconsin Dells. The Dalton Fire Department says a crystal ball was sitting near a window, and when the sun hit, it set the couch on fire. So this has happened to me before, Howie, with my car, where like if a mirror or a glass hits the sun right, or the sun hits it, it can burn through. But this set the entire couch on fire. Kind of crazy.
It was written in the stars exactly. That it was going to happen.
This is an update. Villager released after 2 days in jail after battle over cats. A 76-year-old villager.
Over what?
Over cats.
Cats?
Yes.
And so a villager. Now, there are very few villagers in the United States of America. What country is this?
Oh, no, Howie. This is like the Villages.
Oh, the Villages in Florida, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's from the Villages News. A 76-year-old villager has been released from jail after his arrest earlier this week after a battle with a woman over their cats. Now, the guy's name is George Redford Tester, and he put his hands on the woman's neck to strangle her and used a pillow to prevent her from breathing. She said she had been seated on the couch.
He said he just wanted to have his picture taken with her.
She said she had been seated on the couch when she and Tester began arguing over their cats. She said she had called the cats jerks, but said Tester misheard her and thought she called him a jerk. The Fresno, California native grabbed a small round pillow from the couch and placed it over her face.
What was the cat's name?
The cat's name was Sprinkles. About a half hour later, the cats knocked over their water dish. The woman attempted to clean it up when Tester came up behind her again and attempted to strangle her. She was able to free herself from his grip. When the deputies arrived, he confirmed that when the woman called the cats jerks, he thought she was referring to him.
So there were multiple cats. What was the other cat's name?
Milo. Milo and Sprinkles.
See, that would have been the outcome in my house if my wife thought I did call the cat a jerk.
She would have had the pillow to the face.
Yes, she would have put the pillow over my head, yeah.
The cat seemed to be a real issue for these two. Psych evaluation. This is another follow-up. Psych evaluation for accused stuffed doll assailant. A judge today ordered a psychological evaluation to help determine the competency of a Florida man charged with having sexual contact with a pair of large stuffed animals at a Target store. Remember this? This was the snowman. He tried to make love to a snowman in the Target.
The snowman, by the way, has come out and accused Andrew Cuomo of touching him inappropriately.
Howie. Okay, next one. Okay, now this is Howie's other favorite one from Wellesley. On March 1st, 2021, the officer was dispatched to the area, same area, Worcester Street.
I know.
It's a
dangerous curve in the road.
A lot of things are getting tossed in this area. Both vehicles involved were stopped. One was operating a Ford pickup truck, and he was traveling. Now, he alleges that the Nissan was traveling slowly in the left-hand travel lane, and when he moved into the right...
There's a lot of that going around in that area. That's one of the things that makes it so treacherous.
When he moved into the right travel lane to pass the vehicle, the driver made a profane gesture. I'm not sure if it was obscene or obscure, but it was profane. Towards him.
We all know what it was.
Or was
Grace.
It propane?
So he threw a paper bag with an egg sandwich in the vehicle in retaliation. So, Howie, I have a question. What's going on in Swellesley that these people don't care about either throwing their egg sandwiches or their coffees? I mean, I don't want to waste my coffee on somebody else's car.
I think you've answered your own question.
It's Swellesley. They can afford to toss the egg sandwiches while the rest of us can't.
I don't understand. I have never tossed an egg sandwich or a coffee at anybody on Route 9.
Oh, you're such a good person, Howie. You really should give yourself
I'm
a pat on the back.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Florida man pulls out dank gummies instead of ID after nearly hitting gas pump.
Dank gummies. This is a good story, though.
A Florida man who nearly hit a gas pump pulled out a package of dank gummies instead of his driver's license. So one guy saw him near the gas pump in Naples, and he saw that he appeared to be under the influence. This guy's name is Demisio Lopez, and he saw He saw the deputy and immediately asked for help calling AAA because his car wouldn't start, even though the keys were not in the ignition at the time. The deputy
that
then...
That could be a problem. Even in his homeland, that could be a problem.
The deputy then asked Lopez for his driver's license, so he started rifling through his pockets again, and this time pulled out a small green package labeled Dank Gummies with cannabis infused written on it as well. He asked him what it was. He claimed it was normal
candy.
Can you
buy that stuff in New Bedford, Taylor? Dank Gummies?
Probably. Probably a few places where you can buy Dank Gummies.
Deputy said Lopez also had a package of medicated nerd ropes that contained 400...
There's nothing better than a medicated nerd rope.
I do love a regular nerd rope, though.
But we can't have menthol cigarettes, and we can't have flavored tobacco.
Now, this is a crazy
medicated
story.
Medicated nerd ropes are fine, though.
You know what? I'm guessing that the tax markup on medicated nerd ropes is even higher than it is on a pack of Newports.
All right, now, this is a crazy story. I'll kill you if you don't buy me beer. Man pulls gun on three people, gives $20. Salt Lake City, a man is facing a series of charges after police say he pulled a gun on three people inside of a truck, demanding that they buy him beer, saying he will kill them if they don't. But this is my favorite part. So the guy's name is Guillermo Meza, and... You know what the
did he test positive when he was in Brownsville, Texas, or negative?
Howie.
For COVID-19?
You know what the craziest part is?
Was his middle name Cerveza?
Meza then pointed the gun at the other two people before handing the driver a $20 bill to pay for the beer. The victims, the guys who were being held up, they took the money, drove off, and then called the police.
Did he at least ask nicely first?
Police said...
That's the kind of illegal aliens we need in this country who are going to be giving us $20 bills.
Police said when asked if he was a legal United States citizen, Meza replied, no.
That's a shocker.
Amsterdam man forced way into Mayfield home with imitation gun, stole resident's dog.
No!
I know, it's a sad story.
What was the dog's name?
Vanderpop.
That's not a very good name for a dog, Grace.
Sorry, I'm trying to get creative. James E. Novak of Route 30 was arrested and charged with one count each of second-degree burglary. The invasion happened February 24th. Novak is accused of forcing his way in and then menacing the resident with what officials described as an imitation BB pistol. After taking the dog, he left.
An imitation BB pistol? So it was a fake of a fake?
Yeah.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
And no word on the status of the dog.
You see, this is the thing, Grace. Isn't it really an injustice that this beautiful, wonderful, talented dog was stolen and it's called a burglary rather than a kidnapping?
Yeah, dog napping. I agree.
That dog was a member of the family.
I know.
And it's being treated as a mere piece of property.
I totally agree. Guys, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Thank you to Piantedosi Bread for sponsoring this fan favorite of a segment. When we get back, Howie, I have two winners, and I also have one more I'm going to try to squeeze in as a runner-up.
All right. We'll be right back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Now it's time for the winners and maybe a runner-up or two on Police Blotter Facts Friday. Who's Police Blotter Facts Friday brought to us by, Grace?
Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. Okay, this is a quick runner-up. Woman 39 successfully smuggled loaded firearm hidden in her body into Missouri jail. She had a small revolver hidden in a body cavity.
I hope it was small.
And they didn't catch it during a strip search and two pat-downs. Loaded with five rounds, and it was discovered a few days ago. Okay, that's a really quick one, but I want to get to the winners here. Man stole 400-pound playground slide for his child's bunk bed. Oh, he's laughing back there. Oh, is that McKay?
McKay is laughing.
A Washington man has been busted for allegedly stealing a 400-pound slide from a local playground and mounting it on his kid's bunk bed. Now, he was tricky because it's a huge slide. He pilfered it back in December from a city park, but he sawed off the top and painted it from green to blue, and then he mounted it on the side of the bunk bed. They were in there looking for there's a case of a string of catalytic.
Wouldn't it have been easier all the way around just to go to some store and buy a plastic version of said slide?
Yeah, but this guy seems like an overachiever. They were looking for catalytic converter thefts. And so they were investigating this guy already, and that's when they saw the 400-pound slide. The picture's pretty incredible. The cop's just sitting on it. Okay, and now for our final winner. Florida woman attacks her roommate for playing the same song over and over again. A 53-year-old Florida woman named Marianne has lived with her cousin in Clearwater for the last 5 years. And earlier this week, she lost it when the cousin wouldn't stop blasting the same song over and over again on a loop. It happened around 12:15 in the morning on Tuesday, and the song she freaked out...
Was alcohol involved?
No, but once you hear why, I mean, if someone's playing the same song, I don't think alcohol needs to be involved.
But it was 12:15 a.m., that's what I mean. I mean, increases the chances dramatically, doesn't it, that there was alcohol involved?
That's probably true. The song the cousin freaked out over was Chic's 1978 disco hit, La Freak. Oh,
La Freak, say Chic,
This is why I suggest... buying Raycons.
Marianne shoved her. That's actually a perfect
This whole thing could have been avoided if they had just splurged on Raycons, which are half the price of the other premium earbuds.
That's a great point. Marianne shoved her 64-year-old cousin into a makeshift tiki bar they'd set up and it collapsed. Her cousin fell through the bar.
A makeshift tiki bar?
Landed face
first on the speaker. Was there a slide at the makeshift tiki bar?
She ended up with a black eye.
Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
I'm Howie Carr.